time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, where we are live at Jackson High School for the 2026 Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. Our next matchup features the Jackson Vikings against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me here. Game one saw the Vikings take down the Jonesville Comets 8-3. And coming in, playing at East Jackson High School, the Columbia Central Golden Eagles able to take down the Quincy Orioles by a score of 4-1. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bracket, we have the Lumen Christi Titans taking down the Reading Rangers 16-0. And then the Onsted Wildcats taking down Concord 17-3. So Lumen Christi Lumen Christi and Onsted playing each other. Winner of that game will take on the winner of this game right here, Jackson and Columbia Central, as the Jackson Vikings snapping a 10-game losing streak in that first game. They improved to a record of 10-23 on the season. Columbia Central, I mean, we've talked about how brilliant they've been all season long. They improved to 26-3 on the year with that game one win. So we have out there for the Jackson Vikings, warming up is Eric Lopez, who did get some relief action in the last game. He came in relief. He pitched in the sixth inning for the Vikings. He pitched pretty well in that one. He allowed just one hit, retired the other three batters, and of course was relieved in the seventh inning for Joey Ortiz, who came in to close the door on the Jonesville Comets in that first game. So, should be a pretty good game here. Jackson, of course, they were able to take advantage of many, not only extra base runners, but extra bases. A lot of defensive miscues throughout that game for the Jonesville Comets. And, of course, early on especially, a lot of walks, couple hit batters and such. And Jackson, they were able to come through. And, of course, their pitching was pretty great all game long, limiting the damage done by that Jonesville offense. Starting to drizzle a little bit here at Jackson. Again, we've kind of had some on and off rain here in Jackson. Of course, we had a 30-minute delay just to start the game with some lightning in the area around 9 a.m. Everything was supposed to start about 9:30. Ended up getting going at 10. In the meantime, with this game, about to get going on and off. But again, short of any additional lightning, we should be able to continue on without any hitch, as this one officially underway with Columbia Central leading off with Bladen Steller, the shortstop. First pitch is low for a ball. Next pitch is a swing and a pop to the left side of the infield. It's going to be called off by the shortstop. Spencer Bush making the catch for the first out of the game. This one officially underway as we go through the Columbia Central batting order. So Bladen Steller, of course, getting out right there with that pop out. Now at the plate, it's Chase Ducate, who immediately grounds one just past the diving Spencer Bush at short. And on a single pitch, he finds his way on base. Chase Ducate, the Columbia Central left fielder, gets the Golden Eagles their first base hit of the game. Now that brings in the number three hitter, third baseman Connor Renfro, who above all else is a terrific pitcher. As a matter of fact, had 19, school record 19 strikeouts in a game earlier this week. First pitch in there for strike one. So Steller, Duquette, and Renfro, the top three in the Columbia batting order. Middle three is Lucas Calhoun, pitcher. Hayden Haynes, the first baseman, and Noah Dankert, the second baseman. We have a step off now for Eric Lopez before he gets back set on the rubber, with Chase Duquette getting a pretty decent lead there, about 7 to 8 feet off first. We got a swing, a hard line drive foul along the third base line. You can hear that one careen off the fence just below us here, broadcasting from the back of the football booth here at Jackson High School. 0-2 count for Connor Renfro. Also Columbia Central's starting quarterback, as he takes the fastball high. Runner goes for second. Throw is late. We have a stolen base for Chase Duquette. Columbia Central now with a runner in scoring position with one down here in the top of the first inning. 1-2 count for Connor Renfro. In the stretch, the pitch. That one's going to be popped up and out of play, and it does end up careening off the screen there just beyond the Columbia Central dugout along the first base line. Still a 1-2 count for Renfro. Meanwhile, bottom three of the Columbia Central batting order, Camden Duquette, right fielder. Then we got the catcher, Jordan Danker, and then the center fielder, Dylan Hammond, head coach of the Golden Eagles, Scott Duquette. 1-2 again, swinging a foul behind and out of play. Today's coverage of the Alglick Classic, brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Tom Coffee Soft Water. Here's another 1-2 pitch from Eric Lopez. That one just off the plate. Man, that didn't miss by much. Stone cold take for Connor Renfro to draw even in the count 2-2. Here's another one from Lopez. That one misses inside. Renfro having to duck out of the way of that one to avoid getting hit. 3-2. Terrific plate appearance from Connor Renfro. Coming back from an 0-2 count. Couple foul pitches. Now up to a full count. Payoff on its way. Swing and a grounder. That one screams past Shador at third. And that's going to put runners on the corners as Chase Duquette gets the stop sign at third. Runners up first and third with only one out on that single from Connor Renfro. Back-to-back base hits mixed in with a steal in there. And Columbia Central threatening here in the top of the first. Lucas Calhoun, the starting pitcher here for Game 2 of the Alglick Classic. He stands in now, right-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher. No score yet. First pitch low, runner goes for second, and going to be in without a throw. Connor Renfro with a steal. Already second steal for Columbia's base runners. Two in scoring position with one out. Lopez, quick glance at second. Now the 1-0 is going to miss below the knees. 2-0. Columbia Central, ton of talent on this team. Up and down the order in the field. Now we got a ground ball right to Shador at third. And that's going to be the first out. Nice throw across the diamond for Shakorda Ellert. For out number two, and then Ellert running in to prevent any further movement on the bases by Duquette from third. So a huge second out there for this Jackson defense. This brings in Hayden Haynes, the first baseman, trying to keep the inning going and bring in some runs as he grounds one up the middle just like that, a base hit. Meanwhile, Connor Renfro got a good jump of that one. He is also in to score. Two-run single for Hayden Haynes, and it's 2-0 Columbia. 2 RBI is presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Chase Ducates, Connor Renfro both in to score. Three singles in this first inning. Hayden Haynes standing at first with two away. Here is the number six batter, second baseman Noah Dankert, who takes the first pitch out of the zone for ball one. Quick glance at first, next pitch right down the middle, called first strike, 1-1. So not the start that Eric Lopez wanted on the hill, of course, but tough batting order to contend with, one of the best teams in Jackson County. And all of Division III baseball, for all that matter. Just got a pop foul out of play behind home plate. 1-2 count for Noah Dankert as Eric Lopez looks to limit the damage to just two runs for the Golden Eagles. 1-2. Ooh, that one taken inside. Tough one to take, but great decision there by Dankert not to pull the trigger. 2-2. Meanwhile, an uncontested steal of second by Hayden Haynes. Doesn't even get a throw from Brady Curtis behind home plate. Runner on second with two outs, 2-0 Columbia. Winding the pitch, that one high, running the count full, 3-2. Eric Lopez trying to retire the side here. Columbia, good chance to add some runs. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Curtis makes the pickup, throw over to Ellard at first. That one secures the strikeout and ends at the top of the first inning, but Columbia Central strikes two runs on three hits. No Jackson errors. One runner left on. 2-0 Columbia. Bottom of the first coming up next in 60 seconds. This is the Al Glick Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the first inning for Jackson and Columbia Central. Columbia with a 2-0 lead. Today's coverage brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. Finishing up his warm-up pitches, it's Lucas Calhoun, and set to lead off the Vikings. It's starting pitcher Eric Lopez as the Vikings look to answer here in the bottom of the first. They did fall into a 1-0 hole in their first game against Jonesville, able to immediately plate three, across the bottom of the first inning, and then added another five in the bottom of the second, looking to get their bats going here. Lopez stands in, first pitch from Calhoun, swinging a line drive. This one gets just past the second baseman, Layden Steller, and that's going to be a ground ball base hit for Eric Lopez on a single pitch. Can't ask for a much better start there for the Vikings as they try to answer. That brings in the tying run to the plate in the form of third baseman Khalid Shakur, who actually started the first game at second base before being moved to third in the latter innings. First pitch, fastball, misses high. Mentioned Columbia Central taking down Quincy 4-1 at East Jackson for their first game. We've got a pickoff throw to first. Lopez diving in safely. Throw did get a little bit away from Haynes, but not resulting in any further damage there. In the stretch for Calhoun, another pickoff throw. Ooh, that was close. Looks like Lopez did make it in safely just ahead of the throw, but man, that they almost picked him off. Still runner on first with no outs. Next delivery. That one's going to be missing inside on the fastball. Righty hitter, righty pitcher. 2-0 count for Khalid Shakur. Next one. Low and in. 3-0 count. Great opportunity for the Vikings here. Trying to get multiple base runners on. Another pickoff throw. That one's going to careen off the back of Lopez and obviously will not count as an out. He's back in safely. Calhoun keeping a very close eye on him at first. Wind up in the 3-0. Strike one called, top of the zone. Nice fastball location for Lucas Calhoun. Quick glance over his left shoulder over at first base. 3-1. That's going to miss outside. Five-pitch walk for Khalid Shakur. Runners on first and second base with nobody out. Bottom of the first inning for the Jackson Vikings with the center fielder Joey Ortiz standing in now. Tying run stands at first now. First pitch to Ortiz. Another fastball from Calhoun. Misses inside for now the left-handed hitter, Ortiz. 1-0 count. Columbia Central, much better defensive team than Jonesville. As we got a swing ground ball foul along the third base line, evening the count at one apiece. Columbia Central, much better defensive team than Jonesville, so Jackson probably can't count on many miscues to take advantage of. But they really have to make the most of every single base runner they get. I would imagine they would probably see a lot fewer base runners in this game than in game one against the Comets. Another one fouled away. Count moves to 1-2 for Joey Ortiz. Calhoun looking for the first out of the inning. 1-2, swing and a foul tip into the glove, and then a pickoff attempt at second. Throw gets away, and it's going to result in an advancement of both base runners. So the strikeout of Joey Ortiz, and then a quick pickoff throw by Jordan Dankert, the catcher to first base, is offline, and that error is going to result in both base runners moving up for the Jackson Vikings. Now two in scoring position with one out, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Here's Spencer Bush at the plate, who checks his swing, throw goes to the backstop, and a quick bounce recovery, and now caught in a pickle, it's Eric Lopez. And now an errant throw home, trying to go back to third, and he does make it safely. Wow. An errant throw. It's saved by the catcher, Jordan Dankert. That one would almost assuredly score to run if he didn't make that catch behind. But Jackson thinking they're lucky stars that they were able to stay alive right there. No additional outs. 1-0 count for Bush. That one misses up and in. Has to do the limbo a little bit to get out of the way of that one. And it moves to 2-0. Hello. Next delivery, this is a swing fly ball going to right field. This should score the run. It's going to be into the glove of Camden Ducate. Runner heads from third. Going to be a closer play than I thought, and is going to be in time on the relay. Unbelievable defense by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, saving the first Vikings run of the game. Ducate able to camp under it. Nice relay throw to Noah Dankert, to Jordan Dankert, able to gun down Eric Lopez coming in for the score to try to set up the sack fly. So just like that, bottom of the first comes to an end on the double play. Score remains 2-0. Columbia Central getting the bat back in their hands in the top of the second inning. Coming your way next in 60 seconds. This is the Al Glick Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Al Glick Classic Tournament today brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Game two, Jackson Vikings trailing the Columbia Central Golden Eagles 2-0 now in the top of the second inning. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM broadcasting high above left field here at Jackson High School in the back of the football press box, trying to stay out of the weather throughout the morning. Looks like we should be in the clear for the rest of the evening, the rest of the afternoon, rather. Games 2 and 3 as we got a swing and a ground ball right to first base, and Ellert able to step on the bag himself to retire the leadoff hitter in the form of Camden Ducate. So one up, one down for Columbia. This brings in the number 8 hitter, catcher Jordan Dankert, who of course was key in helping to end the bottom of the first inning for Columbia, able to help gun down the base runner Eric Lopez, who was on the mound still for Jackson, trying to score on a sack fly. But instead, an inning-ending double play. First two pitches miss below the zone. 2-0 count for Jordan Dankert. Three hits for two runs in the first inning for Columbia Central. Top half of their order, so much damage. We saw a lot of loud contact. Fortunate for Jackson, only limited to singles, but still, damage was done. Next two pitches missed as well, and it's a four-pitch walk for Jordan Dankert. First walk issued by Eric Lopez in this start. We got a one-out base runner on first for Columbia. And here's the nine-hole hitter, center fielder Dylan Hammond. Quick look at first for Lopez before the first pitch, which is in the upper corner of the zone for a called first strike. Really important for Eric Lopez to get this second out, as there's a pickoff throw to first offline. It goes to foul territory, and that is going to advance Jordan Dankert up to second on the first Jackson Vikings error, not only of the game, but of the day. They committed no errors in the entire first game. Now Columbia Central, a runner in scoring position. Next pitch, that's going to be taken outside. Breaking pitch. One ball and one strike for Dylan Hammond. And very important to get this second out with how much damage in the top half of the order. So we got a screamer, grounder in between short and third. And going home for the score, Jordan Danker. Not able to get the relay throw in cleanly. Just going to the cutoff man there at short. That's a one-run single by the nine-hole hitter, Dylan Hammond. Lead grows for Columbia 3-0. RBI presented by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Jordan Dankert scores from second. Dylan Hammond stands at first with one out. That brings back the top of the order with the shortstop, Bladen Steller. And now we're getting a mound visit here for the Jackson Vikings. Trying to settle down Eric Lopez. I don't think they move off him quite yet. But they are trying to settle him down, especially with how much damage Columbia Central can do in the top half of their order. Home plate umpire coming out to break up this mound visit for Jackson. So far, three runs scored on four hits for this Columbia Central offense. As of right now, that is going to stand as an unearned run, with the error moving Dankert to second prior to that hit. So depending on further damage, that can turn into an earned run for Eric Lopez. First pitch, swing and a tap foul behind for Bladen Steller. Ball's behind 0-1. Next pitch misses high, and now a check throw after the pitch over to first base with Dylan Hammond diving back in safely. Initially thinking he's going to try for second on the steal. He stays at first, meanwhile, 1-1 count. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls, one strike for Bladen Steller, who popped out in at the top of the first inning before Columbia really got their bats going. Got a swing, hard ground ball to short. That is going to eat up Spencer Bush. He's not going to have a play to be made. So now two on with just one out for the Golden Eagles here in inning number two. Left fielder Chase Ducates standing in now. Looking to drive in some more runs after his base hit in the first inning. First pitch, swing and a pop foul. Looked initially like it was going to be playable, but it's going to go out of play. Dylan Hammond at second, Bladen Steller at first for Columbia, one out, leading 3-0 over Jackson. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's taken high. One ball, one strike. Ducate looked like initially wanted to try to pull the trigger, but wisely held off on that high fastball. Sometimes they're tempting to swing at. They're a lot more difficult than you think. And the next pitch, that's going to beam him in the back. Hit by pitch. Gets Chase Ducate on, and the bases are now loaded with only one out. And the dangerous Connor Renfro coming into the plate. Coming into the batter box. One for one, single in the first inning with a steal and a run scored.
Danny, you're back.
First pitch, that one misses high for ball one. Mention how great Jackson's defense was in the first game. No errors committed. They've already committed two errors in the inning. And now putting the team in a jam here as we got a swing and a screamer that goes along the third baseline foul. We've We've seen that several times already for Columbia Central, just so much power, but we have not really been able to see it to its true potential quite yet. Limited to some singles so far, and of course a couple fouled pitches. But very, very hard contact, and that's going to run in and get him too. Connor Renfro hit by a pitch, that's going to force in a run. 4-0 Columbia. So Connor Renfro hit by a pitch, plus an Aspen one-hour RBI. Scoring Dylan Hammond from third. And it's station to station otherwise. Now at the plate, it's Lucas Calhoun who lays off a fastball up and in for ball one. Bladen Steller at third, reaching on an error. Chase Duquette on second and Connor Renfro at first, both reaching by a hit by pitch. Next pitch is a swing. We got a pop to left field. This is going to be gloved in by Joe Walraven. Runner moves in for the score. Bladen Steller, sacrifice fly for Columbia Central. Score moves to 5-0 here in the top of the second inning. Third run of the inning scoring. Sack fly and a Aspen one-hour RBI by Lucas Calhoun. Runners on first and second with two away. Hayden Haynes, the first baseman, at the dish. First pitch, wave and a miss for Haynes, who had a two-run single in the first inning. At that time, giving Columbia a 2-0 lead. We've got a swing and a grounder just past the third baseman. It's going to be picked up by the second baseman instead. A race for the bag at first. Did he get him? No, he didn't. Wow. They say tie goes to the runner, and that did look like the runner beat it out, Hayden Haynes. So, again, that got past the diving Nate Eller at first. Jaden Rivera then made the pickup, but no one there to cover the bag, so he had to try to outrun Haynes to first and didn't win that one. Instead, another run comes in to score. That's going to be an infield single in a Aspen one-hour RBI for Hayden Haynes. Score moves to 6-0 Columbia. Connor Renfro at second. Hayden Haynes at first. Now at the plate with a foul pitch out of play, Noah Dankert, number six in the order. And this is also the full Columbia batting order getting a chance in the second inning. This is the ninth batter that Eric Lopez on the hill for Jackson has faced in this inning. Wind in the pitch. That one taken inside for a ball. 1-2, meanwhile an uncontested steal of third. Brady Curtis just couldn't pull the trigger. Already had given the ball back to the pitcher, Eric Lopez, but in that time, catching him sleeping. Renfro is steal. He's at third now. His second steal of the game. Runners on the corners with two outs. Next pitch, swing and a pop. This one looks playable in foul territory. That one is going to be caught by the first baseman, Nate Ellert, and that retires the side, but damage has been done for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. They end up scoring four runs in the inning. They do so on two hits, two Jackson errors, and two runners left on base. 6-0 Columbia Central, bottom of the second inning, coming up in 60 seconds. This is the Al Glick Classic, presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here in the bottom of the second inning, Jackson, their second turn at the plate against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, trailing Columbia 6-0. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Jackson High School, the Al Glick Classic 2026. First two pitches are waved at and missed by the left fielder Joe Walraven, with Lucas Calhoun still on the mound. Had a great first inning, allowed a walk and a hit, but didn't allow any damage from it. There's a fastball missing up and away for ball one. Today's baseball coverage brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Omni, and County National Bank. 1-2, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the game for Lucas Calhoun. And he retires the leadoff hitter. Brady Curtis stands in, the Jackson catcher, looking to do some damage himself. Had a pretty good game in game one for the Vikings as he swings and misses on the first pitch. Curtis, a one-run single in the second inning of the team's Game 1 win against Jonesville. 8-3 earlier this morning. Swing and a miss, falls behind 0-2. Lined up in the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Ooh, they're going to say swing and a miss, going to the backstop. And that one got away from the catcher, Jordan Dankert. So despite striking out, Brady Curtis reaches base. So he reaches on a passed ball there. Otherwise, the third strikeout of the game for Lucas Calhoun. So a runner on first with one out. Jaden Rivera at the plate, number 7 in the Jackson batting order. Looks at the fastball, top of the zone for a called first strike. 6-0 Golden Eagles, making the trip over here from East Jackson, where they took down the Quincy Orioles 4-1. We got a swing screamer that goes above the Columbia dugout on the right-hand side for a second strike on the foul. 0-2 count for Jaden Rivera. In the stretch, Lucas Calhoun, pickoff throw to first, going to be diving in safely for Brady Curtis. Didn't have that big of a lead, but Calhoun trying to keep him honest. Quick glance over the left shoulder for the right-handed pitcher. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul, up and out of play, careening off of the roof over there at the Jackson Vikings football facility. Holds at an 0-2 count. Another pick throw at first. Curtis back in safely once more. In the stretch, trying to get him out. Swinging a Tommy Hawk chopper, fair territory. And going to be an easy throw to first for out number 2 for the catcher, Jordan Dankert. Meanwhile, on the play, Curtis moves to second base. Runner on second with two outs for the Jackson Vikings, trailing 6-0. Here in the bottom of inning number 2. Now at the plate, it's the first baseman, Nate Ellert. First pitch, big swing and a miss. Go. 0-1 count for Nate Ellert, who got the game one start and the win for Jackson. Next pitch, that one taken outside. Ball one. Pitch framing right there for Jordan Danker, trying to steal a strike there. Home plate umpire is not convinced. Next delivery. Misses above the zone. Good take there for Ellert. Moves the count to 2-1. Got to do what you can, especially in these advantageous counts. With great starting pitching today from Calhoun. Next one, late swing and a miss. Couldn't keep up with the fastball. 2-2 count. Calhoun sees the light at the end of the tunnel in this second inning, trying to keep Jackson off the scoreboard. 2-2, late swing and a miss, and that's strikeout number 4 of the game. Third of the inning for Lucas Calhoun, and he retires the Jackson Vikings in this inning. So had 3 strikeouts, but a passed ball on the second strikeout, getting Brady Curtis on. He moves up to second on a ground out, but not able to score from there. Score remains 6-0 Columbia Central over Jackson. Top of the third inning coming your way next. This is the Outlook Classic presented by Aspen One Hour here on WKHL.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Outlet Classic continuing in the top of the third inning of Game 2 with the Columbia Central Golden Eagles leading the Jackson Vikings 6-0. Connor Dockery hanging out with you from Jay High. Maybe starting to get a little bit more breakage in the clouds here. We briefly had some blue sky midway through the first game before the clouds came back in, got a little bit more rain at the very start of this game. That quickly subsided. We got a swing and a line drive, base hit into right center field for Camden Ducate. Getting a single on a single pitch. His first base hit of the game. Base hit number 6 for Columbia. And funny enough, with how much damage they did in the first 2 innings, the leadoff batter was retired in both innings. Not the case here. We'll see if Columbia can capitalize even further. Now at the plate, the number 8 hitter, Jordan Dankert, the catcher. 2 runs on 3 hits in the first inning, then 4 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors for Columbia in the last inning, making life very difficult on the mound for Eric Lopez, still pitching here for Jackson. First couple pitches miss. It's 2-0 as he swings and grounds one foul along the third base line. 2-1 count for Jordan Danker, who will walk into his first plate appearance. Advanced on an error, and then he was able to score a run. Next pitch, swing, line drive. This one is going to be in the glove of Kylan Davis in right for out number 1. Camden Ducate, base runner on first. with one out. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Dylan Hammond, the Columbia center fielder. Columbia Central leading 6-0 here in Game 2 of the Outlook Classic. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Lumen Christi and Onsted, playing over off Spring Arbor Road currently. A couple high-powered teams there, Onsted and Lumen. Two great Division III teams, as is Columbia Central. As we got a swing, we got a fly ball left center field, and this is going to be a nice diving catch by the center fielder, Joey Ortiz. Unbelievable play. That one saved a run. If that one got past him, you already know Camden Duquette was going to be scoring from first, but he had to scurry on back. And there's the second out. My, oh, my. Tip your cap to Joey Ortiz on a dive and catch like that. That brings back the top of the order with Bladen Steller, the shortstop. Looks like we might have a pinch hitter, as we are going to have a pinch hitter in his place, it looks like. So instead of Bladen Steller, it's going to be Charlie Tippy at the plate. So Tippy, right-handed hitter, he is in. Bladen Steller in his place went 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a reach on an error. First pitch is a grounder along the third baseline, just foul. Run on first with two outs. How much damage Columbia was able to do in the first two innings, despite the leadoff batter getting retired. Here, the leadoff batter, Camden Duquette, got a base hit, but then two quick outs, the second of which being an incredible diving catch by Joey Ortiz. First pitch in the zone, 0-2 count. Eric Lopez looking to retire the side in order. Well, not in totally order, but trying to get three straight outs in a row after that leadoff single. Next pitch low for ball one. 1-2 count. 6-0 Columbia lead. Next one, fastball misses high. 2-2 for Charlie Tippy. In the stretch for Lopez. Quick glance at first. Makes the next pitch. Swing and another grounder along the third baseline, foul. Today's coverage of the Outlook Classic brought to you by Phelps Towing and Wolverine Seal Coating. Thank you for your support in today's live coverage. Three games today in all. Next pitch, swing and a miss in the dirt, gets away from Brady Curtis. Throw over to first in foul territory is in time, and Columbia not able to add to their lead here in the third inning. They still lead 6-0 despite the leadoff single by Camden Duquette. And we head into the bottom of the third. As I mentioned, 6-0 Columbia. This is the Al Glick Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
You're listening. listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the third inning, game number two. Columbia Central leading over Jackson 6-0. Jackson only able to get a couple of base runners in their first two innings. They got two on in the first, but then an inning double play, taking that opportunity away. Then in the last inning, three strikeouts, but a reach on a pass ball gave him a single base runner, but still not able to capitalize with that base runner in scoring position. Leading off is the number nine hitter in the Jackson order, Kylan Davis, right fielder for this second game. He swings and fouls one away to the backstop. Wind up in the pitch from Lucas Calhoun, showing bunts. He holds off, but the pitch is in the zone all the same. 0-2 count for Davis. Ready to go once more. Here's the 0-2 from Calhoun. Ooh, fastball up and in, ducks out of the way in that one. Dodge, duck, dive, dip, dodge. Name of the game right there. 1-2, fastball, called strike three on the inside half of the plate. Froze up Davis. And that's strikeout number five for Lucas Calhoun this game. Starting each of the last two innings with a strikeout of the leadoff batter. That brings the top of the batting order back for the Jackson Vikings. Eric Lopez at the plate, who swings, grounds one to short. Pickup, throw across the first, off line by Steller. And that's going to be an error. Couldn't make the clean connection to Hayden Haynes. So that's going to be the second error of the game on Columbia Central. Jackson, runner on first with one out. Trailing 6-0 to the Golden Eagles. Now at the plate is Khalid Shakur, who fouls one up and out of play behind home plate. Drew a walk in his first plate appearance. Moved up on an error. Next one's going to run in and get him. That's a hit by pitch. First hit batter of the game for Calhoun. And Jackson, this is their best chance to score runs since the first inning where they had two base runners on. Have not been able to crack the Lucas Calhoun code quite yet. We'll see if they can break through here with the middle part of their order coming in, starting with their three hole, Joey Ortiz. First pitch, fastball, misses up and in. One oh count. In the stretch for Calhoun. Oh, we're going to have a balk. He hesitated. Looked like he was thinking about making the throw, but he kind of lifted his shoulder. That motion, yeah, they're not going to like that. Both base runners move up on the balk. Don't really see that very often. They got a watchful eye for that, so great chance for Jackson. Two in scoring position with one out. Now we got a pop to the left side of the infield, and it's going to be gloved by the third baseman, Connor Renfro. Still a great opportunity for Jackson, but gets a little bit tougher with two outs now in the inning. Lopez at third, Khalid Shakur at second. Eric Lopez tried to score the first Jackson run of the game back in the first, but was doubled off at home on great relay throws from Camden Ducate and Noah Dankert, getting him out at home. Spencer Bush at the plate. Swings and misses on the first pitch for a strike. Next pitch is a ball in the dirt. Good block by Jordan Dankert to prevent a run from scoring on a wild pitch. Spencer Bush 0-for-1, full out to end the first inning with that double play. Next pitch, fastball, misses up and in. Two balls and a strike for Spencer Bush. Next one on the way. Called strike two. That one got the inside half of the plate. Calhoun looking to strand two in scoring position. Wine in the pitch. That one's taken high. Stone cold take by Spencer Bush. Count runs full. 3-2. Calhoun ready. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Dankert. Massive strikeout for Lucas Calhoun, his sixth of the game. Strands two in scoring position, and Columbia Central maintains their 6-0 lead over the Jackson Vikings. Top of the fourth inning, coming your way next. This is the Al Glick Classic, presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Back in a moment on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here in the top of the fourth inning from the Al Glick Classic 2026 from Jackson High School. Columbia Central looking to add more to their lead. Up 6-0 on the Jackson Vikings. Connor Ockery with you on WKHM. Lopez still doing the pitching for the Vikings. Stabilized a little bit since a rough first and second innings for him. Leading off will be Chase Duquette, the left fielder, number two in their batting order. First pitch, swing and a line drive over the extended glove of Spencer Bush at short. And a misplay a little bit center field, and that's going to be stretched into a double by Duquette. Leadoff base hit in each of the last two innings for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Duquette now 2-for-2 with a single and a double. Two runs scored and a stolen base. And this is going to bring in Connor Renfro. Davis coverage brought to you by Sykes Group, Morgan Stanley, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Kelly Express Mart. Pitch is in the dirt for ball one. This is the toughest part of the order for Eric Lopez to face against Columbia Central. Duquette, Connor Renfro, Lucas Calhoun standing in the on-deck circle. Next pitch called strike one, bottom of the zone. One ball, one strike for Renfro, who's 1-for-1, single and a hit by pitch. A run and a run batted in. Fastball misses high. Two balls, one strike. Also has a couple steals to his name. Chase Duquette also has a steal earlier in the game. He didn't need a steal to get into scoring position this time. Next pitch misses inside. 3-1. Great spot for Connor Renfro here, at least to try to get on base. but you know he wants to add to this lead. In the stretch. That one, he was taken all the way. Didn't even leave his shoulders. It's a five-pitch walk. Second walk issued by Eric Lopez. That puts runners on first and second for Columbia. Nobody out. 6-0 lead here in the top of the fourth with the number four hitter in the order, Lucas Calhoun. Starting pitcher. Matchup here for batter and pitcher. And it looks like we might have seen the end of Eric Lopez. See head coach Schreer Trice coming in out of the dugout. And yes, indeed, Eric Lopez is going to be done for his start. Through three innings, he has allowed at least 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. So let's see. It looks like they're going to come in out of the dugout for who the next pitcher is going to be for Coach Trice's squad. His team facing a 6-0 deficit. 2 runners on with nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Still not seeing what we're doing here. Three infielders, I see the catcher, and then Coach Trice out there. But I don't see any new pitcher coming in. 3 outfielders out there. So we're missing another infielder and a pitcher for Jay High. Okay, looks like we have our answer. I see coming in is Spencer Bush. Looks like that is who's going to take over as the pitcher. So he is relieving Eric Lopez. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds while he gets warmed up. This is the Outlet Classic presented by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their 2 ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest. Located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Spencer Bush wrapping up his warm-up pitches in relief of Eric Lopez as his Jackson Vikings facing a 6-0 hole in Game 2 of the Alglet Classic. And he also inherits some traffic on the bases. A double by Chase Duquette and then a walk to Connor Renfro. Getting runners on first and second with nobody out. So tough situation for Spencer Bush. So Eric Lopez on pace for the loss. With 3 innings, allowed at least 6 runs. Depends on these 2 base runners here. On 7 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a hit batter. It's a rough day, rough game at least here in the second game of this tournament for Eric Lopez. A couple adjustments on the infield as well. Jade Rivera now to third. Spencer Bush, of course, now on the mound. Eric Lopez now at short. Now at the plate, it's Lucas Calhoun. First pitch, swing and a foul. That one bounced just ahead of home plate and then went backward, went back towards Calhoun. Calhoun in this one, 0 for 1, sacrifice fly and an RBI in the second inning. 0-1 pitch on its way. That one's called strike two, top of the zone. Nice fastball placement for Bush. 0-2 count. Next one on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one goes right to third. Step on the bag for Rivera for one. Throw across the diamond. Offline. Couldn't get the double play, but the offline throw is going to result in another movement up on the bases. Renfro moves up to third. So at least able to get the leadoff runner out and save a run there for the time being. So as Calhoun reaches on fielder's choice with Chase Duquette out at third, but meantime you have Connor Renfro at third, Lucas Calhoun at first. With one out, now at the plate, Hayden Haynes, he swings, pops this one to shallow left field in the glove of Eric Lopez. And there's the second out. So Spencer Bush, opportunity for him to get out of this jam. Runners on the corners with two outs, trailing Columbia Central 6-0. In the top of the fourth inning. Noah Dankert at the plate. First pitch, that one's low, and then an uncontested steal of second by Lucas Calhoun. No throw by the catcher. Two in scoring position with two outs. Next delivery bounces in the dirt, gets away from Brady Curtis, and a run is going to score on that wild pitch. Meanwhile, Lucas Calhoun moves up to third as well. So Connor Renfro scores on the wild pitch. It's now 7-0, Columbia Central over Jackson. And they might not even be done yet here in this inning with that runner on third. That run will be charged against Eric Lopez. That was his base runner. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Noah Dankert 0 for 2, strikeout and a pop out in this one. Next pitch misses low and away. 3-1 count for Noah Dankert. Good opportunity to keep this inning going. Pass the baton to the next guy. Camden Duquette standing in the on-deck circle. Next one, swing and a miss, running the count full. 3-2. Big pitch coming up here.
Play one.
Payoff on its way. Swing and a pop foul over to the Jackson football facility and out of play. So a 3-2 count, two outs. Runner on third. Pitch misses low. Good take. Draws a walk. Keeps the inning going. Lucas Calhoun on third. Noah Dankert now at first on the walk. Two outs. Camden Duquette at the plate. First pitch taken low and outside for the left-handed hitter. 1-0. 1 for 2 so far. Single and a ground out for Camden Duquette. Next pitch whizzes low and in. That gets away. And that is not going to score a run, but it is going to move up Noah Dankert to second base on that wild pitch. Second wild pitch thrown in relief by Spencer Bush. Now two in scoring position once more for Columbia Central with two outs. It's a 2-0 count as well. Advantageous count for the hitter, Duquette. Next pitch, that one, fastball right down the middle. Needed that one to get back into the count a little bit. Now he needs this one right here as well. 2-1, swing, line drive, left field. That's going to be over the glove of the left fielder. Rolling all the way back, that's Eller trying to get the ball back in. 2-run score. It's a 2-run double for Camden Duquette. Comes through to grow the lead even further. RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's now 9-0 Columbia Central. Lucas Calhoun and Noah Dankert scoring on the play. 3 runs have so far scored in the inning on 2 hits. With a walk mixed in there as well. So Duquette on second with 2 outs. Here's Jordan Dankert, the catcher, at the plate. First pitch misses inside on the fastball, ball 1. So far in relief, Spencer Bush allowing 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 wild pitches in there as well. Off speed, misses low and away. 2-0 count for Jordan Dankert. That's what happens. These hitters, they get into early hitters' counts. Next pitch, swing. This is going to be a pop foul out of play again off the roof of the indoor football facility. 2-1 count for Jordan Dankert. Quick glance at second, line in the pitch, swing. Fly ball, this one going to right field. Stepping back a few paces is Kywin Davis. And that is going to do it for the inning. Wait a minute, I thought we got an out there. He caught it. I wish I could have him on first. Maybe I completely missed that. I am looking through a window here. Maybe I looked down too soon. Okay. Guess he got that hit. Uneventful RBI right there, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour. So the lead grows for Columbia even more. 10-0 now. One run hit for Jordan Danker. If anything, maybe an error. I don't know. Sorry. I apologize, folks. But scoring on the plate, Camden Duquette from second. Now at the plate, it's Dylan Hammond. We got a check throw at first. Diving in safely is Jordan Dankert. Next pitch misses up and in. Now a steal attempt. That second throw is going to be late. Successful steal from Jordan Dankert. So not only do you have a 2-0 count to Dylan Hammond, this is the 8th batter faced in the inning for the Vikings pitching staff. But just a non-stop carousel of base runners in scoring position for this Columbia Central team to just continue to add to the lead. Next pitch in there for a strike, able to get back into the count a little bit, 2-1. Four runs on 3 hits in the inning. Next one, meanwhile, is throwing base, going to third, but the play is going to be ruled dead as the batter, Dylan Hammond, got hit by a pitch. So Jordan Dankert's going to have to go back to second with the dead ball, and now you're going to have runners on first and second with 2 outs. This brings in the top of the order once more for Columbia Central. Bladen Steller back in at the plate after he was pitch hit for in his last at-bat by Charlie Tippy. Going to be a mound visit here for Spencer Bush. We'll see if they replace him. If anything, just try to settle him down to try to get this third out. Has gotten two outs since coming in, but he inherited a couple of base runners, and since then it's just been non-stop, a barrage of base runners from Columbia Central coming through time and time again. And now you've got runners on first and second with two out once more. Plate, stellar. First pitch takes that one low and in for a called first strike. 10-0 Columbia Central over Jackson. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch, that one taken in for a called second strike. So now Spencer Bush, he's been routinely getting behind in these counts. Now he's ahead. Good chance to end the inning. Next delivery, swing, chipper. This one floats into center field, finds the grass. One run will score. Other runner moves up to third. That's going to be a single with an extra base on the throw back in. Try to get the runner out at third for Bladen Stellar with a Aspen 1-hour RBI. Jordan Dankert scores from second. Hammond moves up to third. Stellar with a one-run single. And the inning just keeps on going. Again, single, but on the throwback in, fielder's choice, essentially. He moves up to second. 11-0 Columbia continuing to pour it on here. And for the second time this inning, here's Chase Duquette, who led off the inning with a double. Swing and a fly ball. This one going along the first baseline, and that's going to be misplayed. Davis couldn't run that one down. It's a fair ball. One run scores again. That's going to be a one-run double for Duquette. Two doubles in this inning alone. Two runs score on the play. Stellar and Hammond both scoring on the play. Two Aspen 1-hour RBIs for Chase Duquette. Stands alone at second with two outs still. Connor Renfro at the plate. 13-0 Columbia. They've just exploded in this inning. So we've got a first pitch strike in there. Five hits. For seven runs. Next pitch in the dirt. 2-1 count for Connor Renfro. One for one with a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. Two runs scored and a run batted in. Next pitch, that fastball high.
My Connor.
Next one on its way. Ooh, that's going to run in and get him. He tried to duck out of the way of that one, but couldn't fully get out of the way of that one. Ooh, it looks like that was pretty painful. He's slowly walking up to first. Second hit batter by Spencer Bush since he came in relief. And that's going to be two runners on with two outs still. This is the eighth batter faced for Spencer Bush since he got the second out of the inning. Just struggling to get that third out. Lucas Calhoun now at the plate. Pitch called strike one. So there is some breathing room for Columbia Central here. Here in the top of the fourth inning. they can get one more run across here as we got a swing and a grounder up the middle. Base hit for Lucas Calhoun. Going to get the stop sign at three for Chase Ducate. Bases are now loaded with two outs on that single for Lucas Calhoun, his first base hit of this game. Sixth hit of the inning. Now at the plate, it's Hayden Haynes. This is still 13-0 Columbia. First pitch in there for strike one.
Here we go.
Good fastball there from Bush. Next pitch, that one misses up and away. One ball, one strike. If Columbia can plate two more runs in this inning and then hold Jackson scoreless in the bottom of the inning, they can have a mercy rule win in this one. Swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2 count as Bush tries to finally get out of this inning. 1-2 on its way for Haynes. Taken away for ball two. Ducate at third, Renfro at second, Lucas Calhoun at first with two outs.
Go ahead,
2-2. Taken up and away. Full count, huge pitch right here for Bush trying to get out of this inning. You can do damage right here with Hayden Haynes. He's already knocked in three runs today on two hits. But he can also force in a run with a walk. Next pitch, it's going to bounce in the dirt. Gets away, and now two runs are going to score as a result. Meanwhile, getting more movement on the bases. So despite the walk, Hayden Haynes moves all the way up to second with that errant pitch in the dirt. Two runs score, and there it is, 15-0 for Columbia Central. So they can secure a mercy rule win if they allow no runs in the bottom of this inning. Runners on second and third now with still two outs. Got one RBI on that play. RBI presented by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Chase Ducate scoring on the RBI and then Connor Renfro scoring by way of that wild pitch. Lucas Calhoun as well moving up to third, and then Haynes therefore to second as a result of that wild pitch. Looks like Spencer Bush is going to be done. Jackson going to try to turn to another pitcher to try to get this elusive third out. Now, who will that be is the question. Very trying, not only game, but just inning. So two runs in the first, four runs in the second, and then only four total batters after a leadoff single in that third. Three straight outs, getting out of the third, and then starting this inning, Eric Lopez. About two base runners on, he got pulled, and then Spencer Bush was able to get two quick outs, but since then, been just nonstop hit after hit after hit, base runner after base runner after base runner. Columbia just continuing to rack up runs. We'll see who they bring in. So far, nine runs have scored in the inning on six hits. Couple walks, couple hit batters mixed in there as well. So it's going to be Joey Ortiz trying to get this final out of this top of the fourth inning. Current score 15-0, Columbia Central over Jackson. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tough fourth inning for Jackson as Columbia Central continuing to rack up run after run. Currently with two in scoring position with two outs. 15-0 lead over the Vikings. Noah Dankert at the plate looking to knock in some more runs, with Joey Ortiz now pitching in relief. So Spencer Bush, he allowed 8 runs on 5 hits, a walk, 2 hit batters, and 3 wild pitches in there as well. First pitch missed for a ball, second pitch in there for a strike for Noah Dankert. Next delivery. Swinging a pop in foul territory, and that was playable, but just could not hustle over there in time, was Walraven. So it lands untouched, foul, 1-2 count. Trying to get this final out. Columbia Central on pace for the Mercy Rule win. We got a swing and a foul tip behind, staying alive at the plate.
Come on, no.
15-0. If they can allow 0 runs in the bottom of this fourth inning, they will be victorious. If Jackson, granted this is the 15-0 score at the end of this inning, if Jackson gets even a single run, we'll go to the fifth inning. And then from there, the Mercy Rule number moves to 10. For Columbia Central. Next one fouled away for Noah Dankert, who's 0 for 2. Strikeout, walk, and a pop out of this one with a run scored earlier this inning. Next one swinging a grounder that sneaks just past the second baseman as 2 more runs will score. He is going to stretch it out into a double. 2 RBIs presented by Aspen 1 Hour, driven in by Noah Dankert, and the baton continues to be passed on to Camden Ducate, who hit a 2-run double himself earlier in this inning. Lucas Calhoun and Hayden Haynes scoring on the play. Columbia has now scored 11 runs in this inning alone, and they lead a whopping 17-0 over Jackson. First pitch fouled away by Ducate. Those runs will be credited against Spencer Bush, so he now has 10 runs to his name in this relief appearance, only getting 2 outs. Another one taken there, 1-1 count for Ducate. Pitch bounces in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, no movement on the bases, however, with Danker, doesn't want to move to third. Next one, swing, a pop to short, just over the outstretched glove of Lopez. And that's going to put runners on the corners with still 2 outs. It's a single from Ducate. He's 3-for-4 now. Dankert moving up to third on the play. He had to dive back in, quick relay throw from the left fielder. Nate Ellert to try to prevent him from scoring. So we're going to have a pinch hitter right here for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, up 17-0. It's going to be Aaron Smith at the plate in place of Jordan Dankert. First pitch misses for a ball. Aaron Smith looking at the next one, that time in the zone for strike one. In the stretch, next one floats up and away for ball two. 2-1 the count from Joey Ortiz in Ent on the mound, I should say. Next one, swing and a miss. 2-2 count. Joey Ortiz trying to finally get out of this inning. Next one misses low. 3-2 full count. Trying to get a score update here for Lumen Christian Onstad. Looks like 4-2 lead for Lumen. Winner of that game will take on winner of this game here. Pitch misses low, and it's another walk. First walk issued by Ortiz in relief. And that will load the bases. Still two outs. Dylan Hammond at the plate. 17-0 Columbia Central over Jackson. Game two of the Owlglit Classic. Should be approximately 3:30. Start time for the last game today, the Owlglit Championship. I think it's 3:30. Regardless, even if both games end early enough, Lumen Christian Onstad and then this one, Jackson and Columbia Central. Swing and a miss from Hammond. He falls behind 1-2. I know that was a little bit of a worry earlier this morning to see if these games would get in time with some of the weather, but only a 30-minute delay. These games have otherwise gone pretty quickly. Next one swung and grounded on to third. Pick up, throw to first is in time. Ooh, stretching out. Oh, no, they're going to say not on the bag. Throw pulled him off, and that is going to be an error by Spencer Bush. Pulled Walraven off the bag. Ooh, that was a very close play. He really stretched out, but evidently pulled off the bag just enough. That's going to be an error that extends the inning. Noah Dankert scoring on the play. 12th run scoring of the inning. It is now 18-0. Columbia Central over Jackson. Is that going to have another pinch? No. Bladen Steller. He's still going to be hitting here. Steller at the plate. Bases loaded, two outs still. Swing and a grounder. This one in the gap again, just past the diving shortstop. And this is going to score another three runs. Bases clearing double for Bladen Steller. His second base knock of the inning. 21-0 Columbia. The onslaught continues. Three RBIs presented by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning with Ducate, Aaron Smith, and Dylan Hammond all scoring on the play. And we're going to have a pinch hitter right here in the number two spot of the order for Columbia Central. It's going to be Sammy Truax at the plate. This is the third time this number two spot has been in the order. Chase Ducate with a couple doubles this inning. first pitch in there for a strike. Next one, check swing, but it's in the zone anyways. Two strike count. Can the light be at the end of the tunnel here? And runs have scored in this inning. What a huge explosion of offense by Columbia Central. Next one, swing and a chopper to short. Gloved throw over to first. That one's in time, and that will finally be the end of the inning as Columbia Central, well, they terrific. That's all I can say. Otherwise left speechless. 21-0. 15 runs scoring in the inning. And they'll look to shut things down at the bottom of the fourth for the Mercy Rule over Jackson. This is the Al Glick Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Back in a moment on WKHM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House Signature Experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're back here from Jackson High School for Game 2, the Al Glick Classic. Looking to wrap things up here in the bottom of the fourth inning after Columbia Central plates 15 runs in the top of the fourth, growing their lead to 21-0. Jackson at the plate. It's going to be a leadoff grounder right to second base. Throw to first in time. Joe Walraven is retired. And only two more outs away for Columbia before their Mercy Rule win. Mercy Rules, of course, 20 or more run lead after three, 15 or more run lead after four, and then 10 or more lead at the end of the fifth inning or beyond. He's going to have a pinch hitter here after that leadoff ground out. With the pitching right here is still Lucas Calhoun, who's pitched phenomenally through three and a third. That's pitch, swing, and a foul ball right to the Columbia dugout. 1-1 count. Next one on its way. That one taken inside. Ball two misses the plate. In the stretch. Fastball misses up and away, 3-1. This is Michael Ward at the plate, a pinch hitter for Brady Curtis. Next pitch, fastball, gets to the bottom of the zone, 3-2 full count. Wind up at the pitch, payoff. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Lucas Calhoun. That brings Jackson to their final out. Jaden Rivera at the plate. Columbia Central on the cusp of moving on to the championship game here at the Al Glick Classic. Pitch taken inside. That's going to run in and get him on the elbow. So a hit by pitch. second hit batter of the game for Lucas Calhoun. This is going to bring in Nate Ellert. Check throw to first, diving in safely is Rivera. Looks like we've got a 6-2 lead in the sixth inning for Lumen Christi over Onstead. As we've got a stolen base attempt here for Rivera. He is in safely. Throw is offline. It's a successful steal by Rivera. Runner in scoring position here for Jayhigh. They've had a couple chances, but not nearly enough to be able to match that of Columbia Central. Swing and a miss for Ellert. Ellert 0 for 1 with a strikeout back in the second. Wind up in the pitch. That one misses low and in. 2-1 count. Stretch, next delivery. This is low and in. Now a stolen base attempt of third. Great throw by the catcher. Able to gun him down. That was Aaron Smith making the feed over to third base. Jane Rivera is caught stealing to end the inning. And thus ending the game. 21-0 is the final score. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to recap this one. Crazy fourth inning for Columbia Central, blowing this thing wide open. Moving on to the Al Glick Classic Championship 2026, facing on the winner of Lumen Christi and Onstead in the third and final game later this afternoon. One more time, final score 21-0. Columbia Central over Jackson. Back in a moment here on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So we're back here for the Al Glick Classic, wrapping up game two of our coverage today. Final score, Columbia Central 21, Jackson 0. So Columbia Central able to get off to a strong start. They scored two runs in the top of the first inning. A couple of base hits from Chase Ducates, Connor Renfro, Hayden Haynes with a two-run single, making it 2-0 at that time. Great starting pitching throughout for Lucas Calhoun, who gets the win in 4 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 hit batters, and no runs. But Columbia really taking control in the second inning, planting another 4 runs on 2 hits, 2 Jackson errors in there as well. So they led 6-0 through not only 2 but 3. Columbia Central was retired without scoring any runs in the third inning. And then the fourth inning, Eric Lopez, the starting pitcher for Jackson, allowed a couple base runners. First 2 base runners on with no outs, and then Spencer Bush came in, able to get 2 quick outs, but just struggled to get that third out. And Columbia Central able to just continue to get hits, just base runners any which way, walks, hit by pitches, and just continued to rack up run after run after run after run. Joey Ortiz eventually came in, finally got that third out, but not before he himself allowed 4 runs in relief. So Columbia Central, they took advantage of whatever Jackson was throwing their way, and of course capitalizing on a couple of errors in there as well. So great game for Columbia Central, blowing this one out of the water. And now they'll be facing on likely Lumen Christi as Onstead trailing Lumen 6-2. Looks like bottom of the sixth inning right now with a runner on third. So Onstead at the plate trying to rally here. But Lumen Christi, if that result holds, they will be coming here to take on Columbia Central for the Al Glick Championship. Of course, Lumen Christi able to beat Onstead in the championship last year in a very, very exciting game. But otherwise, Columbia Central, 21 runs on 14 hits. Jackson committed 3 errors in the game. They left 5 runners on base. Meanwhile, for Jackson, no runs on 1 hit, 2 Columbia errors, and 4 runners left on base. So Columbia Central just showing why they're one of the best teams in Jackson County and in Division III baseball. Just a ton of firepower, great pitching in there as well. So they move on with this win. So that'll conclude the second game of coverage here for the Al Glick Classic. Today's coverage also brought to you by Grimes Plumbing and Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as Jim Winter, Jackson College, I should say. Jackson College, Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We're going to send it back to regular programming. And coming up later this afternoon, we will have live coverage of the third and final game, the Al Glick Championship. Columbia Central taking on the winner of Lumen Christi and Onstead. I would expect first pitch of that one to be anywhere between 3:30 and 4. It all depends on when that Lumen Christi and Onstead game ends and then when that team gets over here, warm-ups and such. So 3:30 to 4, I would say, is a good range to estimate when that one can take place. So in the time being, set it back to regular programming. This is live coverage of the 2026 Al Glick Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour here on WKHM.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.